Wayne Unito is a Navajo rancher, farmer, and self-described horse guy. He loved coming across free-roaming Mustangs in this corner of Utah, bordering the Navajo Nation, which can seem deceptively desolate.
When you're out there in the middle of nowhere, nothing. All of a sudden, you see a horse, like, whoa, there's actually something out here. And it makes your day. It just makes your day.
Now he rarely sees wild horses, and he thinks he knows why.
Well, the way I'm looking at it, it seems like they just shot these horses right off the road. Either they were like running and shot them while they were trying to get away from the road, or I don't know what they tried to do.
He's standing over the dried hide and bleached bones of one. Last January, he started finding the dead animals, never far from dirt county roads.
Two more down here, three right here, four up there, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Today, Unito and his brother David are searching for more.
Here we go.
David is flying a drone that he had bought to look after his cattle.
Then watch. It'll come right straight towards us. Oh, that's away from us. So it has to go.
He used to maintain the county roads here, and he's flying his drone systematically, like when he was blading these paths.
Then I flew across this way. This one, I seen this one in the morning sun. You can see it's all white. In the morning, when the sun hits it, you can really see it.
They started the morning at 16.
Now it's 20. 20 with this one. Yeah.
Not everyone shares the Unito brothers' reverence for wild horses in the region. This is cattle country, and there's been a history of conflict over its limited resources between ranchers, animals, conservationists, and the federal government. Many here wouldn't consider these horses wild at all. They're feral, escaped or released at one point by a cowboy, with no place in this fragile desert.
They just keep multiplying, and then they're going to starve or they got to go somewhere else.
Tyrell Kressler has grazing rights to the Bureau of Land Management allotment where I've been walking with the Unitos. He bought the permit over the summer. He says the BLM told the previous holder they couldn't graze the land due to low vegetation.
But when I talked to the BLM about using it, they told me the same thing, that there was too many horses down there and there wasn't any feed and they weren't going to let me use it at all.
It's already been tough for ranchers with an unending drought, but Kressler says that now more animals are crossing over the San Juan River, which is the border for the Navajo Nation, looking for feed.
Since it's been dry, I mean, the river's been low and they've been able to walk across it. And so there's definitely been a lot more animals, cattle and horses that have come over.
The Navajo Nation has its own horse problem. Nearly 200 feral horses were found dead of thirst near a muddy pond on Navajo land in 2018. That year, the reservation's Department of Fish and Wildlife offered a horse hunt to deal with the overpopulation, before canceling after backlash. Kressler thinks it's unlikely a rancher with grazing rights shot the horses here. They would be afraid of having their permit pulled, or maybe revenge from their neighbors.
I'm like anybody else. I don't want to see them shot by any means. I mean, if the BLM paid for the materials, I would be willing to build a fence along the river, on the north side of the river, on the BLM side of the river, and I would put forth the labor and I would build a fence to stop that stuff from happening in the future.
This isn't a herd management area, which means the BLM doesn't round up the horses for adoption or sterilization. Something that the Unitos and Kressler agree on is that the federal agency which controls this area isn't doing a good job. While drought and increased competition for this land has possibly led to less horses, David Unito sees the relationship as the other way around. In his tradition, less horses mean more drought.
While they're running, you'll hear a thunder. And then by the time they get all sweat up, and by the time they get over to the other sheep camp over there, and then the next day it'll start to sprinkle. Lightning comes down and hits the ground and makes that vibration. Boom, boom, boom.
The modern horse wasn't on the continent until the Spanish brought them by boat from Europe, but the animal is part of the Navajo creation story, and has held an important place in the tribe's culture.
These new generations, they don't believe that no more. They think they're doing the right thing, but they don't.
David is holding up one skull we've come across with two small, unnaturally round holes under the eye socket.
Yeah, that's a bullet hole.
Yeah. Clean hole.
Right there.
Yeah.
Ricochet out right there. One came out of the eye socket.
He and his brother haven't found any bullets yet. They think the rounds are either lodged in the dirt or rock, or were in the flesh taken by coyotes.
That's a brand new one. Oh my goodness. That's a lot of horses. Somebody went to town.
That's 23. The sun is dropping behind the mesas, and it's time to call it a day. The Unidos say they'll return when they have time. The San Juan County Sheriff's Office is investigating the shootings. But no matter, David thinks that something will catch up to those responsible eventually.
Said to myself, that horse seen the person that shot him. That horse, inside their eyeballs, there's a man standing from here, from probably over there. Probably parked right there and shot it right here, and this horse seen it. And it's going to catch up with him. It's going to catch up with those people that's doing it.